The United States Supreme Court on Monday ended a 26-year ban on betting on professional and college sports. The court's decision permits state officials to pass laws permitting books to open on sports such as football, basketball, baseball, and other games. In the coming months, those officials will also consider where bets can be placed: casinos, horse racing tracks, betting centers, stadiums, online, or from mobile phones. Supporters of the decision said legal betting could sharply increase income for states and the gambling industry. And they pointed out illegal sports betting is common. The American Gaming Association reported that Americans already place about $150 billion a year on bets. Opponents of the decision include major sports groups, such as the National Football League. Those groups said expanding legal gambling on sports could hurt the integrity of the games. In other words, they worry that players or others would try to influence the outcome of the games for financial gain. The president of an organization that helps people addicted to gambling also expressed concern. Marlene Warner leads the National Council on Problem Gambling. She said, "The ruling will likely increase gambling participation and gambling problems, unless steps are taken to minimize harm." But given Monday's ruling, both the sports groups and the National Council on Problem Gambling have suggested that some of the income from legal betting go towards supporting their interests. Three Supreme Court justices also disagreed with the ruling. They said parts of the original law were worth keeping. But the majority of justices said the issue was not so much sports or betting, but states' rights. They said states should not be forced to adopt a federal regulation system, an argument that may later be used in cases related to immigration laws and marijuana restrictions. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.